Hello everyone, this is another episode of On.net, and today on the show we have Matt Watson. Hi Matt.
Hello.
And as usual we have Kendra behind the buttons.
Hello.
Today. Okay, so Matt, you are working on a very interesting product that's called Prefix.
That's right.
And that's doing some very interesting profiling of web applications, correct?
That's correct. We first released it about a year ago. So, yeah.
Just so people know what this is about. This is a tool that integrates in web applications to profile them, and you can run it on production servers and see what's going on. And
yeah. So Prefix is designed to run on a developer's workstation. Mm-hmm. So basically, while they're writing or testing code, they can see what their code just did. It's designed to be that fast feedback loop to see what individual web requests or transactions are doing, which is best probably showed with an example, of mm-hmm. course. But if you want, we can jump right into that. But
maybe you can tell us a little more about how the project began. What is your company doing? What's your role in the project? That sort of thing.
Yeah, and yeah. If you're mostly talking, maybe screen share so we can.
If you can maybe stop sharing for just a second so that we can actually see you. And
we like to see people emote. It's
oh, good. You can't even see me.
No, well, we can see you, but really small on the, okay. in the corner of the Skype window. So.
Thank you. Cool.
Yeah.
There we go.
All right. Good. Yeah. So I'm the founder of Stackify, and we've been around for about 5 years, and our focus is all around developer tools. So we have a couple different products. They're both around application performance and optimization. So we have a product called Retrace that runs on servers, and so it runs as a profiler, collects all kinds of good performance data. Application errors, logs, metrics, all that sort of stuff. And about 18 months ago or so, we decided to build a free product called Prefix. And so Prefix uses the same sort of data collection technology that we use on the servers, but wanted to make something really awesome for the developers that they could use while they're writing and testing their code. Mm. So, you know, it's great to, hunt down performance problems and bugs and stuff in production, but it's even better if you can do that while you're writing the code, right? So right. That's why we call it Prefix. We want people to help, prefix application problems before they get to production.
I see. Okay. Yeah, so, that makes a little sense.
Yeah.
All right.
So it runs as a profiler for .NET. We collect data in a few different ways, but it's mostly based on profiling. It works for all ASP.NET applications, including .NET Core. We have full support for Core, and I'll give you a little demo of that. It also works with Windows Services apps and non-web applications as well. So it works with a little bit of everything, including non-Microsoft standard stuff. So it can even work with like Nancy and some other things like that. If you're making a web application that uses Nancy or something,
awesome.
Or Owen and stuff, that all works too.
Very nice.
So
you said not only web applications. So what would be the experience like on other types of applications?
So it's made for web applications and really more so like Windows services or background type apps, not desktop applications. So a good example of this would be a Windows service or an Azure worker role or something like that, right? That is running Quartz, like a job scheduler, or running on a timer, or reading messages off a queue, those types of transactions. And for the non-web applications, you have to do a couple little code changes. And those little code changes are minor, but that enables us to know kind of what is the start and end of a transaction. Where for web applications, we know that. We know what a web request is, right? We can define that, but for non-web applications, it's hard to know.
Okay. All right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes all sense. A demo would be awesome.
Yeah. So, one last thing I thought I want to mention. So we, as I mentioned, we released this about a year ago, including support for .NET Core back then. But as of today, Prefix is used in over 5,000 companies all over the
Oh,
world,
wow.
in over like 120 different countries. So, yeah, it's very broadly used in a lot of different places. So it's a really
Do you have any specific references that you are able to talk about?
We don't really have any published case studies or anything, but we.
And people use that mostly on their dev machines, so it's
Yes, yeah, it's
not
designed
necessarily
to work on
easy.
their dev machines. But there's lots of people at Microsoft, for example, that have used it, that have downloaded it. It's all over the board. We've even seen some development teams where it's sort of like a mandated tool, like every developer has to download it and use it, and just as a way for them to help with, kind of code quality and stuff. So,
So
yeah.
that's the free offering. Do you consider that as a stepping stone to to your commercial offerings?
In some ways, yes. So, our Retrace product is all about application performance and errors and logs and all those things, right? But it's more APM type technology, which is generally thought of, products like New Relic or AppDynamics and things like that, right? Those aren't traditionally been tools that developers use, but that's, the kind of products that we create. And Prefix kind of gives developers a taste of what APM type technology can do on their desktops, which is really cool.
Okay.
So let's I'll jump into a demo, okay?
Sure, absolutely.
So what I have here is I just split my screen. I guess I need to share my screen again, don't I?
Yeah.
Do that. All right, you
Okay,
see that
sounds
okay now?
good. Yep.
Okay. So on the left-hand side, this is Prefix, and all I did is it can run in full screen mode or what have you. So I just have it open to kind of give you an idea of what it looks like. This is on the right side. I have just a basic .NET standard application, right? So if I refresh the page, on the left side, you can see that it loaded this. And so this request doesn't really do anything, but if I clicked on it, it'll show me how long the request took. I can see even some JavaScript client rendering sort of stuff. I can see my log statements. I can see what view was loaded. So this page doesn't really do anything, right? If I go to a more complicated example, hopefully this will load fast here. Like Knop Commerce, which is a good application, I can see it ran 10 database queries and it had an error. So I can click into that and I can quickly see all the modules that are executed. They have an error that gets thrown in every single request. So since we're tapped into the .NET profiler, we can automatically catch every single exception that's thrown, which is awesome. So we can surface these sorts of things. But we automatically show all the database queries. So you can go in and view any of these, and you could copy them and then run over to SQL Management Studio and tune your queries or what have you.
Does it do anything to detect select n plus one problems?
It does, absolutely, yes. We have what we call suggestions built into the tool. So if it finds the same database query as ran more than once, it shows little warnings for that kind of stuff. Yes, we've got some smart little things like that we've built into it. So, using this Knop Commerce example, it's kind of your standard MVC application that does a whole bunch of child actions and widgets and all that stuff. We actually show all those so you can kind of see what widget loaded what query. So the homepage polls widget action, loads this database query and stuff. And it works with SQL stored procedures and parameters and all that stuff. We pull all that out. The big thing to know about Prefix is it's designed to be extremely easy to use. All you have to do is really install it and it runs on your machine in the background. You don't have to really modify your code or the config files of your apps. You don't have to install like a bunch of packages or any of that stuff. It just works. And we automatically instrument dozens of common frameworks. So earlier I mentioned we support, ASP.NET and and as part of that, you know, MVC and WCF and Web API and all those things. But we also support all the major database providers, NoSQL providers, queuing, caching, all the Azure libraries, AWS libraries, all that sort of stuff just works. So, you know, if you're using...
Also, I have to say it looks really good.
Yeah?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, so we worked really hard to make it kind of a, you know, a little pretty. You know, most developer tools are... look like they were made by engineers, right, and not designers.
Yeah, so we put this definitely looks like a designer worked on it.
yeah. So we spent some time on it. So we do have a Visual Studio plugin too that can show some of the data, but it's designed to live kind of outside the IDE in a browser. A lot of our users leave it open like this, but they'll just take this browser tab and maybe put it on another monitor. So it's just kind of that feedback loop that's always there. So they have an idea of what their code is doing, and they can just always jump right to it. You know, it's awesome for developers that are working on an application that they don't know anything about. I mean, even take NOP Commerce, for example. You can quickly see that this module, this HTTP module, calls all kinds of database queries, right? Where most people, if they just jumped right into this project, would have no idea that these modules maybe even existed or what they did.
Oh, yeah. So it's actually a good entry point when you're trying to figure out what an application is doing, how it's architected, and so on. You just launch prefix and start drilling into what it's doing. Yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of great use cases for it. It's great for like a dev manager or QA that wants to kind of poke around an app and see what does the app do, how many database queries does it run, how long do the queries take, you know, all those sorts of scenarios. I mentioned earlier it supports .NET Core. I think this should load here. So this is just a simple .NET Core MVC app, and I can see here it ran a SQL query. This is just a real simple example, but you can see, you know, all the headers, and I can see our middleware is running, what the database query was, and this is for .NET Core, and we actually support .NET Core for, you know, like the full .NET framework, but we also support it for the, you know, actual core CLR as well. So we support both.
Oh, you mean ASP.NET running on Core.
Yeah.
ASP.NET Core running on .NET Core and ASP.NET Core running on ASP.NET
4.5.
4.5.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So we spoke both ways. And our server based product, Retrace, does too. So if somebody has a .NET Core app that they want to get these same kind of insights into, we actually support .NET Core there too.
So you talked briefly about Visual Studio integration. So if I detect a problem in my call stack or in my SQL commands, is there a simple way to jump to the code corresponding to that?
That's a good question. That's something we haven't built yet, but I think in the future would be nice. You know, for example, with this, you know, database query right here, being able to know, you know, exactly what line of code this, you know, execute reader came from, right, and be able to click and jump to that in the code. And that's something in the future that, you know, I think we'd like to do. So we also support, you'll see here, the logging statements. We support Log4Net and Inlog and Serilog and some others. You know, I always say worst case scenario, Prefix is like the world's best log viewer. You know, it lets you see all of your log statements broken down by web requests, right? You know, here I can see, you know, debug.writeline statements. Mm-hmm. I can see, you know, Log4Net. You know, I can see all my different logging. So, you know, it's just designed to be kind of a developer's best friend and help them with a productivity perspective.
So, yeah, you can see the strings that are being logged and the level of severity, but can you also do more structured semantic logging?
Yes, absolutely we do. Good question. So I don't...
You don't have it on that particular application, but
I can show you in our demo site. I know we have examples I can find real fast. Oh, there was one. So right here, this is a structured object that gets loaded, mm-hmm. and so that'll show up as JSON.
So you can deploy it.
Yeah. Nice. So it's it'll show up in here as JSON, and you know, Retrace, our server product, supports all this sort of stuff, and you can actually query by this stuff in our logging tool. So, but yeah, prefix will show. So here's another one, just different keys. We are definitely really big fans of kind of that structured or semantic logging, where you're able to log, you know, properties that are easy to query on and look at, right? Mm-hmm. You mentioned earlier the N plus one scenario. Mm-hmm. This is an example of that here, where this is running the same query over and over and over again, and we're able to highlight that as a warning. So these are some other examples. This is a demo.prefix.io, which anybody can go to. It's just a never-ending demo of prefix. It just updates every few seconds. If somebody is really familiar about, or really wants to kind of see what it does. Mm. So what do you think?
It's actually it's a lot better than the first time I had tried it, which was probably the first time you made it public.
Okay.
When was that, by the way?
It was about a year ago.
Yeah. Yeah, so I had tried it at the time, and at the time it wasn't yet doing that much.
Okay.
I think at the time the SQL tracing wasn't as advanced as it is now. The logging wasn't just as good. I think now it's becoming really, really compelling. And you know, of course, as a developer myself, I had to compare that to the other ways you have to do similar things. So there is Mini Profiler from Stack right. Overflow. There is Glimpse, of course.
Yep.
So yeah, it's a space where there is more than one choice. And
yes.
From what I'm seeing today, prefix is really, really solid. What about extensibility?
Yeah, it's a good question. So like you mentioned the other couple solutions there, like Mini Profiler, I believe you pretty much have to code for most of it, right? You have to go through your code and instrument your code, what you want to track?
No,
track
it's actually pretty low footprint. And what is nice about it is that you can actually run it in production. So maybe it's more complementary to this. It's designed to have a very low footprint on
right.
performance. And the Stack Overflow people are very, very, you know, particular about performance, of course.
Sure, yeah.
So I like that about it, but it's a little more rough in terms of user experience and.
Right.
But so you do have to enable it in the code. I don't remember exactly the level of effort for this. So yeah, the fact that prefix is actually, you know, no overhead in terms of
you don't have to make any code changes.
Yeah, exactly. It just runs. So that is
works.
Very compelling for the developer scenario, I think.
Yeah. So in some ways, I'd say it's probably a little more similar to Glimpse.
Yeah.
You know, Glimpse is a great tool. You know, the only downfall to Glimpse is you have to install all the stuff, all the packages, and all that stuff in your code. Prefix also works a lot differently. Again, from that just auto instrumentation, you know, you don't have to install any plugins and extensions and all that stuff. And I think in Glimpse, don't you still have to like modify all your database connections and kind of create your own connection object that you have to pass in, so it'll then track the SQL commands? Seems like there's some requirements for some of that stuff.
I'm not exactly sure. It's been a while since I used it, but we could, I guess, have the Glimpse guys on the show
yeah.
as well, because they're actually working here now. So.
Yeah. So and actually, you can actually run prefix and Glimpse at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
They don't interfere with each other. And the biggest difference is prefix is actually a profiler. So you know, Glimpse is not a .NET CLR profiler. Where prefix is, and that gives us access to so much more data and the instrumentation, right, without having to write all those different extensions and stuff. And so because it is a custom profiler, we do have support. You mentioned extensibility, and I don't know if I have this really ready to demo. No, I don't. But you can actually go in and tell it to profile your own code. So if you want to profile specific methods in your code, or even specific methods in, say, the .NET framework or a third-party library, those methods from your code then would show up in here just like they were any other method. Just like this is the, SQL client, SQL command method, you could tell it to profile those other methods as well. And they would just show up in here.
So you have to tell it to profile specific parts of the code?
Yeah. So there's a whole editor that does that. There's a real cool point and click editor that uses like reflection, so you can navigate through your assemblies and your classes and the methods, and you can pick which methods you want to track.
But
And then
what
it'll
if I
track.
don't know?
Oh, you can explore them. That's why we use reflection. So you can use reflection and look through, like, say, the MongoDB client, and it'll show you all the classes and the methods and everything.
Right, but what I mean is, what if I have actually no idea what the bottleneck is in a
Oh.
specific request, but I know that this request is abnormally slow and I need to figure it out?
Right. So it won't help you from that perspective. You have to know what methods you want to profile.
Okay.
So, yeah, and I think, another key point is, prefix is not designed to replace, a low-level profiler like the Visual Studio profiler or ANTs or one of those types of profilers, right? It's more designed for capturing the, transactions, being able to see the transactions of, what is my code doing? It doesn't really help with that problem of trying to figure out what exact method in my code is slow.
But if there is something you think you want to keep an eye on, then
You can
that's
track it.
very useful. Okay.
Yeah, you can track it. Yeah.
All right. Very nice.
So yeah. So you
Okay.
said you played with it about a year ago, so I'd
Yeah.
love to have you try it again and let me know what you think.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's a good time to do that. So what about the service stuff that you mentioned earlier? Does it work just the same? You would be able to, if you had a service that you wanted to monitor, how would you wire it up?
So on the server side monitoring that we do?
You said earlier that it wasn't just for web applications that this
Oh, for
works.
Windows
Yeah.
services? Yeah. I could show you in our docs what it looks like real fast. One second. Basically, you just make a couple little changes to your code. So here we go, non-web transactions. So you decorate the code kind of like this. You create a tracer object, and then you do some code within that execution, and then it'll track that as a transaction. So for example, like if you were pulling a message off a queue, you could every time the message comes off the queue, off like a Azure service bus or something, you could process that message within the tracer, and then those would show as individual transactions.
I see. So you're choosing the kind of metric or information that you want to send and
Yeah.
What about the so in the UI you have like a live list of events on the bottom of the window. Can you switch back to the
This.
And you have details on the right and you have those nice graphs on top so more the ones on the left the nice graphs you have here. What's in there, and can I add my own metrics to this?
Yeah, it's a good question. So, in all of our software, as I've mentioned, we try really hard to track, usage of SQL Server and Elasticsearch and, Mongo and Redis and all these things, right? And so this kind of highlights the performance based off of that. So the database is green, so you can see that'll highlight in green. And this list here will automatically grow based on whatever your application does. So if I did something to hit Elasticsearch or whatever, then Elasticsearch would pop into here. I believe there are some ways to customize and add your own categories too. similar to how you do it with the Windows Service stuff. But a lot of it is all just it's just automatic. It's just stuff that we have built the instrumentation for, and it just works out of the box, which is our goal.
I see.
So yeah, that's what this is.
So do you want to talk about the commercial offering of Stackify and maybe show some of the additional features you'd get?
On the server side,
yeah.
Or server side product? Yeah. Yeah, sure. So I can show you, I can give you the real fast kind of demo of it. The heart of it is the same functionality, right? It's collecting that same data, but then providing a bunch of additional reporting and analytics and dashboarding around it, right? So I can go in here and go to that same Knop Commerce app. This is in our demo sandbox that anybody can access. And if I go over to the performance side of it, I can see in that same sort of view. So I can see my green database traffic over time, mm-hmm. What requests happen the most and what SQL queries happen the most. All that kind of stuff is in here and can drill into it very quickly, along with all those traces. So this gets me back to that same sort of trace view that we saw in Prefix. So it's the exact same view. It's exactly the same. So what's awesome is developers can get this same sort of view on a app running in QA or production, if they're trying to troubleshoot a problem. And it has very, very low overhead. It's safe to run in production.
I see.
So, yeah, we provide all sorts of reporting around all these sorts of things, including errors. There's a whole error tracking module. There's all the log side of it. You mentioned earlier the being able to search by structured logging and stuff, like all that is supported. It's designed to be a very developer-friendly tool to monitor their applications.
Yeah, so is it fair to say that when you're using Prefix, you're going to see more, you're going to be interested probably in more live data as it comes and as you're working, whereas this needs to have many more capabilities for drilling into data that has been aggregated over time.
Exactly. Yeah. So I mean, if you have this app running on 20 different servers, we're able to collect that data across all the servers and provide the aggregate reporting and alerting and all that functionality that you would need, similar to New Relic and other mm-hmm. types of products like that.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So.
All right.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Yeah. That's kind of the quick demo, but yeah.
Do you have a less quick demo that you'd like to show? Or we have time.
Oh, okay, yeah, sure. I mean, so for example, we do a bunch of things as well that are around application monitoring and metrics, and which is really cool. And this weird screen resolution is. So we support all the stuff around like charting and graphing and all those things. Mm-hmm. So basic application metrics. So we support things like common Windows performance counters. So things like garbage collection time, and, exceptions thrown per second. All that kind of stuff is available. We also provide an API where developers can log their own metrics. So if you have your own completely custom metrics that you want to create in your code. You can create those with our libraries and report those to us.
Right. So, for example, if you're a commerce site, you could have a metric that is number of transactions per minute, for example. If that falls, maybe there is something wrong going on. Or...
Yeah. Yeah, a good example of that for us is we track, when a batch of log messages hits our API, we want to know how many messages were in the batch. Right, so we can track those sort of metrics over time and do that. So I mentioned earlier we have a whole error tracking product. So we can track all the errors from dev to QA to prod and do monitoring based on error rates, which is definitely one of the most important things I think developers should do is just monitor error rates in case something goes crazy. But also send them alerts anytime a brand new error happens. We do have full support for Java too, by the way. We have .NET and Java both support.
And is that for both Prefix and Retrace?
Yes, it is. Yeah.
Okay.
So funny story there. So we, I mentioned before we support .NET Core. When .NET Core came out, we actually ported all the code for Prefix over to .NET Core, and you can run it potentially on a Mac to profile Java on a Mac with .NET Core. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, that is absolutely crazy.
Wow.
And it's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's impressive.
Yeah. I mean, that's the beauty of .NET Core, right? So,
oh, yeah.
So we love it. We're big fans. But yeah, we have great support for all the error tracking. And then I mentioned the logging stuff. You know, we support logs that come from like log4net and nlog and that sort of stuff. But we can also support IIS logs. So you can see those here, just normal sort of logs. And you can search for all this stuff, as I mentioned earlier. So I could search for process ID and search for that, or search for a specific, you know, environment or server name or any of that sort of stuff. You know, just designed to be really developer-friendly access to logs. I can go in here and filter by those. And what we do, some really unique things because we so tightly integrate the errors and the logs together. So as I'm looking at logs, I can see it was an error, and then I can jump to that and get, you know, more details about what was going on. And because we integrate with the APM side of it, I could even go from a log message directly to a full stack trace. Mm. I mean, a full profiling trace. Mm-hmm. So I can see that there was a trace available, and I can jump right in and see that full, you know, prefix sort of trace that I know that this log message or this error was attached to, which is really important. You know, you're trying to troubleshoot a bug in production, right?
So is retrace something that you deploy with your application, or is it something that the server administrator would have to set up for you?
It's something you have to install on the server. So, you know, you have to have access to the server to install it. Okay. We do have full support for Azure App Services and cloud services and all that stuff too.
Yeah, that was going to be my next question.
Yeah. Yeah, so another thing you may not know about us is we are fully hosted on Azure ourselves. We've used Azure for over 4 years. Microsoft just published a little customer story/case study about how we use Azure even. So, yeah, we're a huge consumer of Azure. So
yeah, if you want to give me the link to that that article, I can put it in the description. That sounds very interesting.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah, we're all about developers, trying to help developers. That's our whole story. So.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Is there anything else you want to show?
No, I think we covered the most of it, and you know, definitely urge anybody to go try Prefix and for free and give it a try. I will say I'm sorry in advance, because you'll probably find a lot of problems with your software you didn't know you had. So
yeah. So where do we report bugs if we find them?
Not to me. bugs in Prefix or bugs in your own code?
No, in Prefix.
Oh, you can contact us. Yeah, okay. Absolutely. Yeah. Yep.
So this is free, but it's not open source, is it?
It's not open source. Okay.
That's fine. Just asking. So,
yeah, parts of it are, but no, it's not open source.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Kendra, what do you think?
I think that sounds pretty cool. I'm looking for questions on Git or Twitter, and we don't have any data. Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you, sir. That was very, very interesting, and I'm definitely going to try the
awesome.
Latest version. We'll see you again next week. Bye bye, everyone.
Yeah.
All right, take care. Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you very much. Bye.